Reading for November 9th, entitled, Worship Nature's God. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Psalm 24, verse 1. God speaks to us in nature. It is His voice we hear as we gaze upon the beauty and richness of the natural world. We view His glory in the beauteous things His hand has made. We stand and behold His works without a veil between. God has given us these things that, in beholding the works of His hands, we may learn of Him. God has given us these precious things as an expression of His love. The Lord is a lover of the beautiful, and to please and gratify us, He has spread before us the beauties of nature, even as an earthly parent seeks to place beautiful things before the children that he loves. The Lord is always pleased to see us happy. Sinful as it is with all its imperfections, the Lord has lavished upon this earth the useful and the beautiful. The beautiful tinted flowers tell of His tenderness and love. They have a language of their own, reminding us of the Giver. We may look up through nature to nature's God. In the beautiful, lofty trees, the shrubs, the flowers, God reveals His character. He is to be compared to the most beautiful lilies and roses and pinks. I love to look upon the things of God in nature, for the Lord impresses upon them His character. In love to us He has given them, and He means that we shall have pleasure in them. Then let us not worship the beautiful things in nature, but let us look up through them to nature's God and be led to worship the Giver. Let these beautiful ministries of love answer the purpose of God and draw our hearts to Him to be filled with the beauties of His character and adore His goodness, His compassion, His inexpressible love. God is good and greatly to be praised. His mercies have been freely bestowed upon us. He has surrounded us with tokens of His love. The heathen may rage and imagine vain things, but the Lord is unchangeable. He has made the strength of the everlasting hills to be a safe retreat for His people. He has prepared the mountains and the caves for His oppressed and persecuted children. We may sing, God is our refuge and strength in time of trial. He who made the towering mountains, the everlasting hills, to Him we may look. And He will look from His high and holy place upon those who love and fear Him. In the things of nature we are given symbols of the kingdom of heaven. Thank God we have a city that is pure, whose builder and maker is God. That city cannot be moved. It is as firm as the throne of God. Taken from manuscript 153, dated November 9, 1903, entitled, Through Nature to Nature's God.